Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. Joe Biden has said the quiet part out loud, and the quiet part is more than they had been saying before. Before I jump into this, because it almost ruined my entire Thanksgiving mentally, before I jump into this, if you think the Second Amendment is more important than cat videos or more important than anything else, then hit that subscribe button down below. Let's continue to grow here together. Because our rights, specifically the Second Amendment, is much more important than most of the stuff YouTube wants you to see. So after I signed off for the day on the 23rd, Wednesday, Joe Biden made another idiotic post, another press release, and this was in response to the Chesapeake, Virginia shooting. Here's his press release. He said, "Tomorrow is Thanksgiving and one of our most cherished holidays that brings us together as Americans and as families. When we hug our loved ones and count our blessings, but because of yet another horrific and senseless act of violence, there are now even more tables across the country that will have empty seats this Thanksgiving. There are now more families who know the worst kind of loss and pain imaginable." Then he says they're grieving, and then the next thing is, "This year I signed the most significant gun reform in a generation. But that is not nearly enough. We must take greater action." So he's telling you that the most gun control in the generation is not enough. They want more. They want more gun control that has ever been done in a generation. What does he want? Well, that was kind of vague, but the following day, yesterday, Thanksgiving here in Massachusetts on Nantucket, he was with the Nantucket Fire Department and they were handing out some turkeys. And, I'm going to show you first the press, the transcript, and I'm going to let you hear it right from the Bobo in Chief's mouth. So one of the first questions he had was about the Walmart shooting. And he said, "Look, the idea that we're not enforcing red flag laws, period, just based on knowledge, not on parents saying or a loved one saying that you should arrest this person now for his own sake, is ridiculous. We got one of the first red flag laws in the state of Delaware, and my son Bo was the one enforcing it. And it made a lot of difference. It saved lives. So that's number one. And number two," in his own words,
"the idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None."
So Joe wants to ban semi-automatic firearms. He said the quiet part out loud. And then they asked him, "Hey, are you going to do anything about this here in this lame duck session of Congress?" Yeah, check this out. Question: "Can you do anything about gun laws during the lame duck, sir?" He said, "I'm going to try." The question: "What will you try and do?" Biden said, "I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons." The next question: "During the lame duck," which is right now leading up to the end of the Congress, the session of Congress, he said, "I'm going to do it whenever I got to make that assessment as I get in and start counting the votes." So the big push, the last push, less than this 2 weeks, about 2 weeks of actual days in which Congress is working. And this is the push, guys and gals, leading up to the deadline. It's going to be a big one. I personally recommend reaching out to your senators right now. I will have a link down below of how you can get their phone number. On the screen right here is the switchboard. You can call the switchboard, ask for your senators, and they will transfer you. I want you to call them and tell them, hell no. Absolutely no assault weapon ban, because guns aren't the reason people are getting shot. It's criminals. It's people with mental issues. It's the people that the Democrat cities let back out to reoffend constantly. Guns have been around since before the country was a thing. There are more guns in law-abiding citizens' hands, and if the guns were the problem, they'd know about it. It's a political push. They want to get rid of the AR-15, which has been around since the 60s, but all of a sudden, it's a problem. Guys and gals, make your voices heard down below. The quiet part was said out loud. They want semi-automatic firearms, period. And this is just the first step. It took a lot not to do a video yesterday when this came out. Took a lot, and I thought about it all day. But here it is. Please pass it along. We cannot let this stand. We cannot let our senators think we're okay with it, because silence is acceptance. So make your voices heard. Hit them on their socials. Hit them on their email. Hit them if they have any office hours around the holiday here, because they want to go shake some hands and kiss some babies so you can, you know, be thankful that you have him with you or her with you. Now's the time. Put pressure on them and stay ever vigilant, because they're going to try everything they can do. They want to attach this bill, H.R. 1808, the assault weapon ban of 2022. They want to attach it to the Marriage Act that's coming up in a couple days. They're going to vote on it. And the concerning part is that bill that they want to, that's going to get voted on, has already passed cloture. Cloture has already been invoked, which means the filibuster is not a problem for that bill. So there's a couple rules around amendments after something has been, gone through cloture. So we're going to have to watch this with an eagle's eye. You know I'm doing that. If you want to stay in the loop, want to stay in the know, subscribe to the button. Subscribe to the button. Hit the button to subscribe to the channel down below. I'm frustrated. It's early. I hope you have a fantastic Black Friday. If you're going out shopping, make sure you're safe, you stay vigilant, and carry your gun so that if another clown wants to make himself known on the news, you can be one of those people standing in the void to protect yourselves and others. Guys and gals, have a fantastic day. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.